I still have several Missouri State Fair interviews to air in the next couple of weeks. One of those is with an outstanding young lady that was at the Swine Pavilion. Today on the KMO Ag Report, you'll hear part one of that interview.
Okay, I'm here at the Missouri State Fair. We are in the Swine Pavilion. Right now I'm with a young lady that I've interviewed a few times before and even called her the wrong name in time. This is actually Kendall Brewer. Is that right? Am I right?
Yeah, you're right this time. It's always good to see you.
Good to see you, too. I thought it looked like you, Kendall. You're here at the Swine Pavilion. Are you going to be showing today?
Yes, we are. Me and my brother actually show today. But I kind of got to handle a lot of things down here today because he's a big old college man now. He's up there doing his classes, I got to take care of him down here. And I don't mind because I have volleyball, so he has to cover for me a lot too. So we just love doing it together.
Brotherly and sisterly love.
Oh, yeah. When we're here, it probably doesn't look like it, but underneath, yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. So what are you going to be showing? What kind of hog?
We're both showing pulling gilts, so we're both, that's my grandpa's specialty, so we're both pretty excited. We got a pretty good pulling gilt here, so we're pretty excited about it.
That would be Mr. J.R. Reed, right?
Yes, big old J.R., love him to death.
We just spent Sunday night tasting bacon. We both were judges for the flavored bacon contest, so that was a new experience. I saw you there, you were watching it. It's almost as exciting as the Olympics, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. Just watching the different flavors of... I didn't even know there were 29 different flavors of bacon you could have, but there is. And it was pretty interesting to watch, but I don't know how you guys did it. My stomach definitely could not have handled it as much as you guys did. So
you are a senior at Sweet Springs this year?
Yes, I am. I can't believe it. It feels like it went by just... so fast. I felt like I was a freshman last year, but I'm pretty excited to see what this year holds.
You were a junior queen for Sling County this past year, right?
Yes, I'm very proud of it. I learned so much just from that experience. I just things that I've done just during that contest and just being at the fair, it just really makes me grateful for the county that I live in and makes me proud of the people that I represent.
And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. When pigs live high on the hog, they run the risk of going into hock. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.